From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French conservatives voted Sunday in a nationwide runoff primary election, choosing François Fillon as their nominee for next year's presidential campaign. In the first American-style primary contest for French Republicans, François Fillon handily beat his moderate opponent, Alain Juppé. Fillon is a social conservative, a proponent of free markets. He takes a hard line on immigration and Islam, and advocates friendlier ties with Russia. France's ruling Socialist Party holds its primary elections in January. Cubans are marking the death of dictator Fidel Castro. The communist revolutionary died Friday at the age of 90. The cause of death has not been announced. A series of memorials begins Monday in Cuba. Amy Katz has more.
Cuba observers don't expect much on the island to change in the wake of Fidel Castro's death. Cuban-American Congresswoman Ileana Ross Leitanen of Florida is among them.
Fidel Castro has really been out of the public scene for many years. The transition to Raul Castro has already taken place. So will there be real change in Cuba with Fidel's death? Well, at least it's a psychological burden that needed to be lifted.
Over the past 2 years, U.S. policy on Cuba had shifted. With the election of a new president and Fidel Castro's death, it seems it may shift again. Amy Katz, Washington.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wrote on Twitter that Castro was a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau praised Castro for what he called his dedication and love for the Cuban people. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva called Castro the greatest of all Latin Americans. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces, backed by Russian air power, Sunday pushed deeper into eastern Aleppo. It is an apparent effort to split the rebel-held sector of the city. State media say the government has overrun the Sakur district, the second rebel-held area of Aleppo to fall. Witnesses reported many civilians taking refuge in government-controlled western Aleppo. According to the state-run Anadolu news agency, the Turkish military thinks Islamic State forces in northern Syria may have used chemical weapons against rebels backed by Turkey. The Turkish general staff says 22 rebels exhibited symptoms of exposure to chemical gas after a rocket attack east of Al-Ray near the Syria-Turkey border. The statement did not indicate when the attack took place. Israel says it will buy 17 F-35 fighter jets from the United States. The Security Cabinet's decision will bring the total number of the advanced aircraft in the Israeli fleet to 50. Lockheed Martin builds the F-35, which is designed to avoid enemy radar even while flying at supersonic speeds. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Sunday criticized his recent election rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, for joining an effort to recount the ballots in three closely contested states that Trump won. Trump is calling Green Party nominee Jill Stein's bid to start recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania a scam and is deriding Clinton's decision to join the effort. Swiss voters on Sunday rejected an effort to hasten the process of phasing out the country's nuclear power plants. If the yes vote had prevailed in the referendum, Switzerland would have moved to close three of the country's five reactors next year and the remaining two by 2029. Nuclear reactors generate some 40% of Switzerland's electricity. Authorities say fighting between security forces and a separatist militia has left at least 54 people dead in the Ugandan town of Kasese. The militia is believed to be loyal to a tribal king in Uganda's Rwenzori region. The killings are an escalation of a long-running conflict between Ugandan security forces and rebels who are linked to the tribal king, whose name is Charles Wesley Mumbere. Western District of Uganda, where Mumbere is based, is a hotbed of opposition to President Yoweri Museveni, who lost there in the last presidential election. A new clinical trial is taking place in South Africa on an experimental vaccine that could safely prevent HIV. That's the virus that causes AIDS. According to a statement from the National Institutes of Health in the U.S., the HVTN-702 is the largest and most advanced HIV vaccine clinical trial to take place in South Africa. Some 7 million people in that country are living with AIDS. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.